This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Tribune reports that a state district judge on Monday blocked Attorney General Ken Paxton's attempts to investigate Annunciation House, an El Paso migrant shelter. Judge Francisco X. Dominguez of El Paso questioned the state's intentions behind demanding documents from the non-governmental organization. Judge Dominguez suggested the Attorney General may want to shut down the network of migrant shelters for political reasons. Texas is suing the federal government over new EPA rules designed to limit the production of methane by the oil and gas industry. The regulations aim to reduce methane emissions through measures like a ban on the routine flaring of natural gas produced at new oil wells. They also require oil companies to monitor well sites for leaks and to set up a program to use third-party remote sensing to detect large methane releases. A third suspect in a Red River County murder has been arrested. Kerry McCain was one of four suspects wanted for the October 19th murder. Harvest Hines III was arrested that day, and another suspect, Quentin Doolittle, was arrested in November. 29-year-old Jack Galbert remains at large. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reports the death of a Van Alstine motorcyclist in Choctaw County on Sunday afternoon. The 35-year-old motorcyclist, whose name was not released, was northbound on U.S. 271 near Grant when he attempted to pass a vehicle on the right and lost control after driving over loose gravel. He then veered into the southbound lane and hit a guardrail and was pronounced dead at the scene. Paris police responded to a shots fired call reported in the area of the 300 block of Clement Road. Officers spoke with a security guard at the scene who advised some individuals had gotten into a fight and as they were leaving began shooting guns into the air. Spent shell casings were located in the area and the incident is under investigation. Erica Elizabeth Sanchez was arrested in Hopkins County for possession of a controlled substance, forgery of a financial instrument, and a misdemeanor. At last report, she was being held in the Hopkins County Jail. A pretrial hearing was held Monday for former Coffee City Police Chief John J. Portillo. Portillo is accused on six counts of tampering with government records for allegedly lying repeatedly on his Coffee City job application by failing to disclose a driving under the influence charge out of Florida and discipline he received at two previous police agencies in Harris County. Four other former officers are also facing tampering and government records charges. The Coffee City Council fired Portillo and disbanded the entire department in September. Indictments against the former officers came after the disbandment. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.